Gordon Keith is at our table right now here at Super Bowl 57.
Is this the Rant Revival from the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Or something like it.
It is.
I don't know. Maybe this is just a regular.
I was just trying to brand it.
Yeah, we just need to figure out how
branding.
To classify it.
Good branding. Good reset. So this morning.
This song takes too long.
When I wandered over to your broadcast site, first off, it was jarring to see how few people were in here at, I guess, 7:30 in the morning local time or 7:15 local time. There's nobody in here.
Is morning drive not a big deal, Gordon?
Not here, no.
What's going on with that?
I don't know. People just don't show up. Now, tomorrow it'll be more crowded. Morning drive gets more crowded as the week rolls on. But it always seems like the afternoons is when this place is
bumping.
Much more popping. Yeah.
And by the odd part is tomorrow in the afternoon, this place will be a ghost town. By 4 or 5 o'clock, everyone's done.
Really?
Yes. The whole place will clear out. There may be a couple people hanging around here. But, yeah, we're typically one of the last ones left doing our show because people are ready to get crunk, as I like to say.
It's not very hip sounding.
No, they don't say that anymore.
So this morning.
Take it all back.
This morning, you asked me if I wanted to go walking around with you, do a little wireless, which we did. We had a lot of fun. And we talked to a woman that I will call my future wife. Don't know or remember her name, but she's very...
She has a name, sir, and it is Mackenzie Salmon.
Yes.
One of the Salmon sisters?
The Bean Woman.
Yeah, yes. Bean Girl. She had a can of Bush's baked beans.
I'm sure she really appreciates now that she's been branded with that. It just happened to be on the table.
Can you still get beans?
Well, she was beautiful.
She was just eating them cold?
No, they weren't even open. She didn't even know why they were there. But we started talking about them.
Yeah.
And now she's the Bean Girl. Have you seen a picture of her, Dave?
Yeah, and evidently, according to Corby, pictures don't do her justice.
I think she's prettier in person than, like, all made up.
Okay.
I mean, look. I'm not casting it aside either way.
You said you would risk it all.
Casting it aside.
Her. Or it.
You said you would risk it all to be with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was ready to. Now, it's going to take her asking that because if I asked, it would not happen.
Right.
So she's going to have to initiate. Which
now that it's out there and she knows,
yeah.
Then she has to proposition.
I don't think she knows.
I don't think she's responded to any of the tweets that she was tagged in.
Probably not. She probably thinks we're disgusting.
Yeah.
So after we finish with her.
I'm the cocaine caveman.
Yeah.
Speaking of branding.
Yeah.
That's my new branding.
The cocaine caveman. So then we go over, we start walking, and we're laughing about her. And there was only like 4 other people in here, and then there was a woman who was standing about 20 feet away.
A woman who happened to be a woman.
Again, thank you for the clarity.
Yes. Yeah.
And so we walk over towards her. And this is how that went down.
I got a lot of questions for you.
Oh, no.
What's your name?
Lisa.
Okay.
Wow.
That's all I got.
That's it.
Boy, it ended quickly.
That's
there.
All.
I didn't know.
Okay, let me ask. Okay, who do you have? Who you think's going to win?
Oh. Win what?
Oh. Put me on the spot there, didn't you, Lisa?
Where are you guys from?
Dallas.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, where no, are you from? Why?
I'm from Denver, but my team's the 49ers.
Oh, that's cool. Oh.
My son's Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, he's hot.
He's not hot, but he's a...
Yeah, he is hot.
Hot. That's so weird for a mom to say his kid's hot. He's a good chip.
Oh.
It was unclear what she said. It was like chip or something like that.
Yes, yes. Chit, if you will. We're going with that.
C-H-I-T.
Yeah.
So,
it was not a cuss word.
All right, so
not
at that point,
word.
She
had already told us, but we missed it.
Well, no, I think I heard it live, and I thought what she was saying there is it's weird for a mom, not his mom.
Right. And I thought she just said, I like Christian McCaffrey.
That's the way I took it when she said it.
Yeah.
Was that like, Christian McCaffrey's my guy?
Yes.
And then you said hot, and then maybe she was because of, like, Bob's talking about the age difference. She thought, well, it's weird for a mom to be calling someone young enough to be her son.
But Corby didn't think it was weird for him to do it.
Well, Gordon didn't either with his next line of questions.
We'll keep him. But, yeah, you guys wished him ill will.
He's a good what?
I don't know if I was a good what? What'd you say? A good what?
No, I don't think it's about
that. No, no, no. You say he's a good something.
Oh, he's a good kid. Okay.
A good what?
Kid?
Kid, sure. Yes, he's a good kid. He's a good kid.
Okay. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on either.
Lisa,
we just saw a USA Today girl eat a whole can of beans and
oh God,
blow her shorts off.
Yeah. Are you live?
No, yeah, we're live. We're on live right now. The air in Dallas.
Sweet.
Did you think that you were going to hear that sentence this morning that you just heard of a USA Today girl eating a whole can of beans and blew her shorts off?
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, where did that happen?
Down the road here.
Yeah, I went down there.
Disgusting.
So what kids yet?
You have a
looks 23 to Corby.
Oh, calm down.
Corby, look at this.
Oh, my gosh, that's a huge.
I pumped out four huge, huge-ass boys. I deserve this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so come on.
What was the biggest baby that you had out of?
What did she show you that was huge?
An 11-pound baby? Corby wants to ask vaginally.
Oh, that one vaginally. The first one was a C-section. Oh, he was 9'10".
Whoa.
And then I had three V-backs. Do you know what a V-back is?
Right. Wait, what's a V-back?
Wait. I want you. Give me. I'm taking the microphone.
Oh no! Why?
Because I just figured out something.
Okay. Yeah. I want to talk about my birthing. Story.
Gordon, what? Look at her media pass.
Okay.
Tell me your name.
It's
just
Lisa.
Say her name.
Okay. So
it's Lisa.
Say her name.
Lisa McCaffrey. Okay,
this is Christian's mom.
Oh my God! Wow!
Oh, that's why you couldn't say he's hot.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, man.
Was he the one born vaginally?
He was one of the vaginal births.
Is that why he's so fast?
What?
Oh, you know what? You're a god.
You know why he's so fast? It's because I'm still to this day breastfeeding him.
Oh no!
So Gordon, why? Gordon's clapping.
I've never seen Gordon so happy in my life.
Talk breastfeeding in front of Gordon.
So wait.
Yeah, just early in the morning. So,
so okay, your father was the fastest man on the planet at one time.
Long, like in the Stone Ages.
But
like
still, it happened.
Before electricity.
Are you guys aware of this? Her dad, last name is Sime, S-I-M-E?
Sim, but Sim? Whatever, yeah.
See, I know a lot.
Wow, that's impressive.
Pretty good.
I know, because I thought you guys were stoned when you first walked
in. Well, we do look like the stoner duo.
We don't look like we're doing
well. I thought you were going to steal my wallet. That's
right. Well, I mean, you didn't have any weed? Do you bring any Denver weed?
No, I didn't. Sorry, my suitcase probably smells like it from walking through the Denver airport, but no, I didn't bring any.
And then you played soccer at Stanford.
Did, yes, that's correct. Yeah.
I know so much about the family.
Run into somebody that you know a lot about here.
That's impressive.
This is great.
Yeah, I know. I don't know anything else, really.
Oh.
But yeah, but
anything else?
I just oh. Worst so she's married to Easy Ed McCaffrey.
Yeah.
So were you up there the day before 9/11 when he got hurt?
I was at the stadium, yes. Yeah.
Really?
I was there. I watched it happen, but I didn't know what happened because it was such a freak accident. I just thought, he went down, got the wind knocked out of him or something, and then they brought the cart. I'm like, why are they bringing the cart out for just such a minor injury? And I was trying to process it, and then he broke his leg. But
wow.
Man. He can walk now, so.
Yeah, he's good now.
He's fine now. He's fine. He's all bandaged up. He had a rod put in his leg, and then they a couple years ago, they pulled it out. So he's doing great.
Good, good. Well, it's so great visiting. Why do you look so good at 8 in the morning?
I know. I showered.
What are you doing?
Showered. It's a good day.
Who's she working for?
You look so good after four babies of oversized.
I know.
Back to the babies.
I haven't eaten since. I had the last one. Just trying not to eat. Yeah.
No. You lost the baby weight.
Are you still playing competitive soccer?
No. Gosh, no. Goodness, no. No, I'm not.
All right.
60.
Well, that's a bad
Neither
question.
Am I. Neither
yeah.
am I.
You're done.
Yeah.
You're
so, now I am thinking about stealing your jewelry. That is a huge ring.
It's fake. It's all fake.
Who bought it? Did Ed buy that for you?
Yeah, he better.
Did he steal the money from Christian?
No, he didn't. He played 13 years, so.
Okay, yeah, Corby.
Yeah, he made enough dough. That's cool.
All right, thank her for her time.
Thanks for your time.
Okay.
You've been a wonderful guest.
You.
You're welcome. Nice to meet you.
Corby is my name. That's Gordon.
Yeah, I'm Gordon.
Lisa.
McCaffrey's mama.
Man, thank you, guys.
Nice. That was great.
What a great find.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
That was remarkable.
So what did she say that the other deliveries were? What?
V-backs. That's a vaginal birth after cesarean.
Which is not advised, right? Once you
it
do a cesarean.
It used to not be, but I think it's becoming more common now.
Now?
Yeah.
That sounds like something that's not around at all anymore.
V-backs?
Never, yeah.
They should rename the Diamondbacks the V-backs.
It does sound a little vulgar to me. I thought it was like a cesarean that they then smeared with the...
Smeared?
With, hey, Michael, it's V-sauce. Because the Vsauce does give you like bacterial properties that you need as a little infant baby.
I feel like
to smear it on your eyes like war paint.
I feel like smearing on his bingo card.
I do too.
Smearing is the verb?
Yeah.
Huh.
Not quite center square, but it's on there.
Oh, I've been waiting on that one.
So,
yeah.
I get okay.
Would you ever do a V smear, Bob?
Well, no. The question I have is
that like vabbing?
Yeah, it's exactly like
vabbing. Do things change down there substantially after a cesarean?
Yeah. Oh. Well, after a cesarean, they have to
cut through the muscle.
The abdominal wall.
That's why it's major surgery. Mm.
And so,
well, I know, but he says down there.
Well, when they,
I think Bob's referring to a more evil place.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is they have a special term for using that part. After
what's that part?
The V part of it.
He's like Donovan. It's a medical term. You can say it.
I'm sure I can. She did. But it just seems weird to me we would need a special term for that as opposed to it down there versus up here.
Well, but
understand what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
You speak so coded.
I'm pointing at it.
But it's a particular term
I'm pointing at it, Gordon.
You have one.
A vaginal delivery after you've already had a cesarean. Used to, if you had one cesarean, then you had to have all your kids by
cesarean. That's right. What changed?
Technology with vabbing.
Legislation.
I doubt it.
Oh.
All I know is she was a wonderful guest.
Yeah, so she
was.
Is she media or something?
But after that many babies down there, there's no way
you could still
she has any continents left.
That was 30 years ago when she had those kids.
You could still be a, you know.
She has to reach down and push her bladder up in her, like, multiple times a day.
It falls in?
It just falls out. It trails her.
The bladder.
Like a placenta.
Bingo.
Yeah, she high heels it a few times into the tile.
All right.
Screams.
Dave, entertainment news for you.
Yes, one of the most legendary songwriters has left this plane.
It is 4:58 here on the Hardline, Super Bowl 57. In fact, we'll talk Super Bowl 57 with Daryl Moose Johnston and the Power Hour. We got some Grape Fest going. We have Gordon with us now, and we must stop down for
entertainment news for you.
Brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is.
Dave.
I don't know if you saw this morning, Gordon, if it had hit by the time you were off the air or not, but
hit after.
Songwriter, composer, producer, arranger, Burt Bacharach died of natural causes yesterday in Los Angeles at the age of 94.
94.
This
I told
way
Bob,
too soon.
Well, Gordon, that's kind of old. I told Bob that I'm almost 100% sure that's the last concert Dan McDowell went to.
Really?
Burt Bacharach, like 8 years ago in Denton.
Yeah.
He was one of the most successful.
Yeah, it might have been Bass Hall. Was it Denton?
Well, I mean, maybe so, yeah.
He was one of the most successful songwriters of the 60s. He and lyricist Hal David were a songwriting duo, and they worked a ton with Dionne Warwick when she was a young performer. Do You Know the Way to San Jose was one of the big hits that she had with them. But he won 6 Grammys as a writer, arranger, and performer between 67 and 2005. Some of the other ones that you would know, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Classic.
Arthur's Theme that he wrote with Christopher Cross.
When you get caught between the moon and New York City.
He wrote that?
Yeah.
For some reason I thought Christopher Cross wrote that.
He co-wrote it with him.
Oh.
Best friend
corn dog guy
that kept everything together.
Hot dog.
But yeah, so they haven't put out an album since 2017, and
that long, huh?
Coming out next month, March 24th, the album is called Memento Mori, and the single that just came out is called Ghosts Again. And Dave Gahan says, to me, Ghosts Again captures the perfect balance of melancholy and joy. So let's just hear a little snippet and see what you think.
A little snippet.
Perfect balance. Crank it.
Lost in sleepless lullaby.
sounds like everything else they've done.
Yeah, well, you know what? I actually like that they didn't try to update their sound.
Well,
they waited long enough till their sound came back around.
Well, to me, it's some of the best stuff they've done in at least 10 years. I liked Spirit, but Spirit was a different vibe, and so this album, they kind of went back to their old analog sounds and tried to make more of a classic Depeche Mode record.
How old are they?
I'm excited about it. They are
60s.
Yeah, I think David Gahan is 60.
And he tried to not commit. What do you say now?
End his
enjoy,
own life.
Enjoy suicide.
Enjoy death?
At one point,
he
yes.
did?
Yeah, he attempted to. So I'm glad to see that he's turned around. And,
yeah, and they, you know, their longtime video collaborator, Anton Corbin, on YouTube video, and so it's Gahan and Martin Gore, and they're dressed kind of like druid monks or something. They're all
in
black, but they're playing chess, and then there's Dave Gahan crawling around in a graveyard. It's kind of a goofy video, but I think the song's really good.
You think Memento Mori gets used a lot? Like every, quite a few TV series have an episode called that. Like that's a big thing, right? And
it's like we discussed this before when they announced the records, like Vagar Morghulis, whatever, from Game of Thrones.
Yes,
every man must die.
Yes, yeah, memento mori means remember you will die, right?
Vagar what is this?
I don't know. What was the
Tempus Fugit.
Yes,
okay,
but
exactly.
It's the basic, no matter how rich you are, no matter what you got going, clock's ticking.
We have another bit of audio. Something else exciting dropped today. The trailer for the new movie Air. Have you heard of this?
What is that about?
So this is directed...
Air spelled how?
Spelled just
Air. A-I-R.
A-I-R.
Not okay. Like H-E-I-R.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes, so directed by Ben Affleck. It will be featured during the Super Bowl this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They bought a $7 million spot to debut this trailer on the Super Bowl broadcast, but they debuted it streaming today. It is the story of how Nike courted Jordan and began the Air Jordan brand.
Yeah.
And Ben Affleck's playing Jordan?
Yes, Ben Affleck is playing Jordan. No. It has Matt Damon as Nike executive Sonny Vaccaro, and then Ben Affleck is Phil Knight.
They're all in it.
And Viola Davis plays Jordan's mom. But we have a little clip.
Who plays Jordan? Do we know?
I don't know.
Michael B. Jordan?
I don't know.
It has to be.
I do not know.
You would like his chances to get the role.
Yeah.
But let's listen to a little clip of this trailer.
Here we go.
You ask me what I do here. This is what I do. I find you players, and I feel it this time. Okay, it's risky. When you were selling sneakers out of the back of your Plymouth, that was risky. Don't change that now.
For a rookie?
Yes.
Who's never set foot on an NBA court.
That's the literal definition of rookie. Yeah.
What's the plan? We build a shoe line around just him.
I need the greatest basketball shoe that's ever been made.
Who's the plan?
Okay,
Jordan.
It's a parody.
I mean,
it's tongue-in-cheek.
I think there might be some self-awareness, but I think it also is trying to tell the story in a compelling way.
Listen to the music behind it.
I know.
I want that kind of music behind every mundane thing in conversation I ever say.
That line of, we need the greatest basketball shoe ever built. All right.
Michael, get back in there and don't come out till you've done it.
Speaking of Ben Affleck,
yes.
You know, we talked about him after the Grammys.
Yep.
That he once again became a meme.
Right.
And so there is, whenever they have those big award shows, they always have seat fillers. So when one of the celebs has to go to the bathroom,
which they do often.
Yeah, to go get a bump or whatever, they have these designated seat fillers to make sure that it doesn't look like the place is empty. And so,
as the cocaine caveman, you understand when celebrities have to go get a
bump.
Oh,
yeah. That's right. Always got to go to the bathroom and get a bump.
Oh, God. What we got to do is we got to get all these boats and we got to fit them with lasers. And what we're going to do, we got to get them on every lake. We'll have them on every lake. It'll be like 10,000 of them on each leg. And, oh, God. And we'll have these dogs. We'll put the dogs on there. And what we'll do is the dogs shoot the lasers.
That's my understanding of what cocaine is like.
Who was that supposed to be?
It's just cocaine guy.
Cocaine guy at a party.
Okay.
I don't know why I felt the need to do an audio illustration.
Yeah, you kept doing so much cocaine, too.
Yeah, I think I went spacing like those bumps out.
Doing your whole forearm just...
I was skiing, man.
Yeah, bro.
Skiing.
Just going out. Don't get over your tips.
That's right.
So there's a TikTok user, yep. Almost Anna, who was a seat filler at the Grammys. And she often was filling Dwayne The Rock Johnson's seats.
Which is at their table.
Yes, and he was sharing a table with Ben and J-Lo. And so Anna said that she was with them almost the whole night, and she witnessed this whole thing. And she said that J-Lo told Ben that he was going viral for his poor expressions. That she showed
she
her...
She was monitoring social media.
She showed him her phone and said, "Oh my God, honey, look at this meme circulating about you." And he said, "Oh God, this again." Because, of course... He has the Sad Ben meme for his interview in 2016 when he was doing like one of the Batman movies.
Yeah.
And he has that far off, distant look in his eyes.
Where he's smoking outside.
That's the one I know.
Yeah, there's that one too, where he has the towel wrapped around his waist and he's just looking out into the ocean.
Yeah.
He has a lot of sad expressions.
He really doesn't hide it very well from the paparazzi.
Is he sober?
I think he's off and on.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, he had, because his ex-wife, like, took him to rehab, like, a year or two ago.
Yes, drove him to rehab.
The Batman movies drove him to drinking.
What's his ex-wife's name, Ham?
Jennifer Connelly, right?
No, Gardner. Jennifer Garner.
Garner, sorry.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, the big credit ears. Card whore.
Well, Dave, she sells credit cards.
Whore.
She was also an actress in several other roles.
Yes.
It is.
Fine actress. The Daily Mail.
Didn't she win an Oscar
for credit card acting?
The boxing movie.
Million Dollar Baby?
Million Dollar
Girl?
Baby, yeah.
That was Hillary Swank.
That's
Swank.
A Hillary Swank.
Different
but
actress.
Yes. But yes, basically, yes.
I was on it. They all look alike to me.
They are you both knew? Actresses.
Yes.
Yeah. You're right.
You're right. They've both been in movies, so there's a lot.
So the Daily Mail hired a lip reader to try and see what J-Lo was saying to Ben.
By the way, Million Dollar Baby has one of the funniest scenes in it of all time.
Which one, Gordon?
The one where she fell on the stool.
Gordon.
And broke her neck?
Well, I thought it was tongue-in-cheek.
Back to the lip reader.
It was not, unfortunately.
It was neck and stool.
Go ahead, Dave.
So motor and...
The lip reader... the lip readers claimed that Lopez was saying to Ben... Stop. Look more friendly. Look motivated.
Oh, God.
Just
you
coaching
imagine?
Him up. Coaching him up.
He's so beaten. He wants
he
no part
If he had said
that
to her in that ceremony, would people be getting on to him?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But policing the way she's one has to smile all the time.
But Anna, the seat filler, she said that...
They were laughing about
they were,
it.
They were, she said they were super lovey-dovey. They were newlyweds. Their hands were always intertwined.
Newlyweds.
She said they were cute. It wasn't like, oh, God, this is going to lead to divorce.
Right. I think they were fine with it. They were just being playful, but...
They dated...
You can't call them newlyweds when they've been married before and had a 20-year relationship off and on.
A tryst.
There's all right,
no
that's E-News, because we have more to get to.
Yeah.
All right, that's good stuff. Last night, the Mavericks had the first of many Kyrie Irving games. Craig Miller is here to express his opinions, and we get into that next.
5:17 on the hard line, live from Phoenix. Radio Row is where we are today, preparing for a giant...
Yeah.
Power hour to continue. Yeah, who's this?
Rick Scanlani.
Oh!
Are you here
to talk Mavericks?
Yeah.
Really enjoyed your visit earlier this week with Rick Overton, who was the Eagles.
Rick Lovato.
Rick Lovato?
Yeah.
That was excellent.
Yeah.
He seemed quite amused by the Scanlanis.
Rick Overton.
And so am I. Craig Jr. Miller is here.
Hello, guys.
Hey, how are you?
You're looking
good.
Dapper.
Thank you.
You look great.
Welcome to Phoenix.
Thank you for having us.
Official welcome.
Thank
I've
you for
here
taking
nine
me
days,
under your wing.
Craig. 9 days I've been here.
You're welcome,
I really
baby.
Appreciate your leadership and mentorship this week.
You are welcome.
Is it starting to hit home that you don't have to take the bus home?
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had first bus nightmare last night.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, no, man.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That we had gone
that.
Too far, but to get back, it
you'd
was
go
going
around the globe.
Yeah, basically, yes. It was going to take us 23 more hours to get back, even though we had only passed Phoenix by an hour.
They had to go back to Dallas and start over again.
Yes.
And the same smelly guy was still sitting in front of me.
Oh, man.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I'm haunted by it.
Was that discussed as part of the bet that you also had to make the return journey?
I don't think.
Now, George.
I'm pretty sure it was. That was the agreement, now that I think about
when
it.
When we made the initial bet, George guaranteed that if he lost, he would take it there and back.
Wow.
Because he said there's no way he can lose 3 years in a row.
Oh, okay. And he didn't.
Yeah,
no.
He didn't.
To his credit, he did just fine. So last night we watched the Mavericks' first game with Kyrie Irving. And it went very, very well.
That was fun.
It was.
We had a big crew down at the lobby bar and on the giant 500-foot TV screen they got down there. That was a lot of fun.
We made it interesting with legal sports gambling.
How about that?
It's world.
You walked down the street, placed multiple bets. Oh. Excuse me.
No.
And then could have stopped off at the dispensary on the way back if you wanted to. Like, this place is
like
great.
Yeah. This is the way, this is the world that Jesus intended.
Yes. I think so.
We've finally gotten there.
I've always advocated that sports gambling seems like something that should be legal. But
did it still feel weird?
I do have to admit, as the rubber hits the road, there are some unintended ramifications that may not be great.
Like what?
Like all of the young males between like 15 and 25, and I have two of them in my house. It's going to be a problem. Like, by the time you're 50, you kind of understand, okay, if I'm going to gamble, it's going to be something that's discretionary money for the night. It's not going to be everything I've saved for X. Which,
tell that to Norm.
Well, fair, fair. But, you know, I mean, I just feel like it's genetically attractive.
I think you're onto something, because that particular age group, of course, you're in full risk-taking mode.
Yeah, there are no consequences.
Right, and
you're sure,
you don't know how to manage money to begin with.
Right.
And this is an outlet for you to do all your risk-taking behavior.
Yes.
In a world in which you don't really do it playing out on trees and rocks. I mean, your social life is now indoors. Everything's indoors. So this is like perfectly set up for the modern world.
When you tell a kid only bet what you can afford to lose.
They can't afford to lose anything.
They're like, I can't afford to lose anything, but
right.
I can turn this little pile into a big pile.
Yes, and I'm sure this is going to happen, so let me push it all in. And it's a weird experience even in there last night placing our bets, because you kind of do look around and you're kind of thinking to yourself, do I look like that? You know, do I look like that beaten down guy right there?
That's, yeah,
like according to Norm right now. For those who can't,
no, Norm's not here. But
riding is a rascal.
It's just something to think about.
By the way, Craig, I am on a true heater, as they say in the game.
Are you?
Yes. I am now 4 for my last 4 bets, scattered over 4 years. I'm not a frequent gambler,
okay,
but when I do, outside of riding a bus, it's wildly successful. And last night, once again, Mavericks covered, and man.
So how much do you win on a bet like that? Like, what was the...
$100.
And you had to put up how much?
$100.
Now, I did.
You put up $100, and then you won...
That turned into 200. I was given back 200. Now, Matt Birmingham...
Now, I played a parlay, and I did really well.
He cleaned up in the two bills.
So I put down $40 and won $220 plus my own $40 back.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This gambling sounds really interesting.
It's easy.
How can I get involved?
And it's super easy.
Matt Birmingham last
night. It sounds like you always win.
It's a sure bet.
Matt Birmingham turned his $150 into $300 last night.
Okay.
Right, Matt?
Yes, sir.
Your wife now. Did I break some news?
Well, big deal. He doubled.
Yeah, she doesn't listen.
Same as you.
Okay, good. Yeah, I know. It's good, though.
Did you take it all in tendies?
No, I'm thinking about doubling down tonight.
There you go.
What about Jubb? Because he had the Mavs Stars parlay.
He won.
Yeah, he won.
I know he won, but what did he win? How much?
I don't know.
God. A couple hundred bucks.
Makes me so nervous.
What?
Gambling?
George.
Gambling. Oh, George. Yeah, and he wasn't. I wasn't sure he could pass a breathalyzer at the time. He had sunglasses.
Yeah, don't you have to be sober to make those bets?
No, they'll actually serve you while you're gambling.
You should have
such a recipe for disaster.
You should have heard George last night on the way back from dinner. So we went to a pizza place that was probably about, I don't know, 3/4 of a mile away from our hotel.
It's like a 12-15 minute walk.
Yeah.
And we had been there before. I'd been there multiple times in that area, and so we all kind of knew how to get back. And within 5 feet of leaving the restaurant, George, you guys don't have any idea where you're going. This is not the way of the hotel. And that continued until literally we were in the lobby.
He walked in the lobby.
Yeah.
He was very argumentative.
We should have gone the other direction.
That's not the way.
We should have gone right and so
we don't know.
Argumentative.
He just hammered. And
yeah, once he got hammered, he just wanted to take over navigation, even though he was going to take us in the opposite direction.
When he's got a hitch in his giddy-up, he's got a bad knee, so... Yeah. That was a long walk for the big man,
right.
And so he didn't want to take any unnecessary steps, but he kept thinking that Corby was taking him the wrong direction.
You know what, too? We saw, like, all the phases of drunkenness last night from George. Like, he was – I've never seen him as happy as he was right. here. Because he'd had a few day drinks, a few pops
so
during the day.
He had frozen awesome.
And he was just ready to go. Yeah. It was just fun, and he was with Donovan and Jake, and we're on the air, and we're goofing around. He's doing the gritty. It was awesome. Then it's like, where are we going? We got to go. Where are we going next? Well, we're going to go to dinner.
We're going to go gamble. Then we're going to get you pizza.
Yeah.
And still drinking.
Again.
Very healthy lifestyle. Yes. Gambling, alcohol, pizza.
Yes, yes.
Cigars.
The media party. When he was sitting over there, I looked over at him. He's got a cigar going in one hand while holding a drink.
Yeah. It's very
deep. Cigar in that hand. And he's dipping into this chocolate pudding pie thing, shoving his face full of that while taking swigs of the cigar and then drinking a margarita.
That's awesome.
Perfect.
And by dinner time, after like his second beer, things were starting to slow down.
Well, and by the first TV timeout of the second quarter, you could tell he was really thinking about how nice bed would be.
He looked like a different human than
buddy,
he did like 4 hours ago.
Buddy, you just need to head on up.
That's
to
back
room.
At the hotel.
Yes.
So he had 5 or so out with Donovan.
Yeah.
And he had a couple more at dinner.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, yeah? Like,
then,
oh, yeah.
A few more.
I think
and then
two
in the lobby.
Two at dinner, and then one more. I bought him one in the lobby.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, we're not recapping the Mavs game very well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did it take Michael's room in a luggage cart?